Nolte, Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All Math is Faker Than Her DNA Math. By John Nolte on November 6, 2019. Nothing about faker than fake Democrat frontrunner Elizabeth Warren is faker than her Medicare for All scheme. From little things, like I'm gonna get me a beer, to big things, like an academic career based on pretending to be an American Indian, she's the biggest huckster to hit America since P.T. Barnum. The fake Indian. For decades, this 70-year-old phony ran around in red face pretending to be a Cherokee Indian. She says she based this on family lore, but then there are members of her family who share her lore who are unaware of the whole Indian thing. This did not stop Warren from making millions because being Harvard's token Native American professor always looks good on a resume. Warren is not just a liar who stole a cultural identity for her own mercenary purposes. She has been pathological about this lie straight to through to last year when a DNA test conclusively proved she is no more Indian than the average white American. In fact, she probably has less Indian genome, 1/1024, than the average white American. Nevertheless, she persisted. Persisted to lie, with the help of the disgraced Boston Globe. In the face of all that DNA math and all that DNA science, she still claimed vindication. At least until she found herself laughed off the edge of the planet. Warren's campaign press release, aka the slobbery fangirling that the Globe's Annie Linsky called reporting, couldn't even properly calculate the fraction represented by a single ancestor after 10 generations. The paper had to issue a correction, due to a math error. A story about Elizabeth Warren misstated the ancestry percentage of a potential 10th generation relative. It should be 1/1024. Nevertheless, she persists. Persists to this very day, to this very moment, to pretend to be Cherokee. Believe it or not, she has still not admitted she's whiter than a Joe Biden campaign rally. Elizabeth Warren is a pathological, neurotic, lying lunatic. And if the red face charade doesn't convince you of that, how about her attempt to destroy the American healthcare system and economy with her batshit crazy MFA proposal? An idea so awful, it appears to be unraveling her frontrunner status for the 2020 Democrat nomination. The dumb fake Indian. How Warren got herself into this mess is also part of the story of her fakeness. You see, she's just not all that bright. I'm not saying she's as lacking in the IQ department as Joe Biden, Cory Booker, or Kamala Harris, but she's nowhere near as smart as Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, or Julian Castro. And that was dumb, y'all. Real dumb. To begin with, Americans are quite content with their private health insurance plans. Secondly, MFA will bankrupt the country. Actually, that's not true. MFA can't bankrupt the country any more than a unicorn. Because both are fantasies sprinkled with fairy dust by leprechauns waving Harry Potter's magic wand. You see, there is this little thing we commoners call the map. Warren, of course, as she proved with her DNA test, is impervious to the map. But her blissful ignorance will never change the fact that the math is still the math. The math. $52 trillion over 10 years. 52 trillion. Trillion. With a T. That's how much MFA will cost, and Warren still promises, we don't need to raise taxes on the middle class by one penny to finance Medicare for all. Oh, okay. I'm sure there's no forked tongue at work there. Get this. The federal government's entire budget for 2019 is $4.4 trillion and is already in deficit $1 trillion. Still, the Cherokee princess wants us to believe it's a good idea to not only herd every American into a one-size-fits-all government plan, and do so just a few years after the one-size-fits-all veterans healthcare plan resulted in a dead veterans. She also claims she can more than double the annual federal budget without raising taxes on the middle class. Please. Warren says she will work this miracle by taxing corporations for $9 trillion of the $52 trillion. Trillion, and they won't even feel it because that's what they pay now to fund health insurance for their employees. Part of the rest of the $52 trillion. Trillion, will come from the wealthy, and the well-connected paying their fair share. The most recent count I could find shows that there are only 639 billionaires in America. When you realize that a trillion is 1,000 billions, that pretty much says it all. If we take every penny from every American billionaire, it might cover a year or two of Warren's lunacy. And then what? Additional taxes on foreign earnings and financial transactions would also be implemented under the plan, Warren says, and the remaining $30 trillion, will be covered by, get this, existing federal and state spending. Oh, we're just going to find $30 trillion from those big piles of money sitting around unclaimed. You know what, I'm gonna go get me a beer. Remember Obamacare's fake math? Hey, remember when Obamacare was going to be paid for and even decrease the deficit? Remember when Barry and his sycophant media sold us the audacious lie Obamacare would decrease the deficit by a whopping $100 billion over 10 years? At its inception, Obamacare was projected to cost $940 billion over 10 years. In other words, Obamacare was supposed to cost 1/50th the amount Warren wants to spend on MFA. But by 2012, in just a few short years, we learned that Obamacare would actually cost nearly twice that initial estimate. But even so, it is still 1/25th smaller than MFA. So, after Obama and all his men couldn't properly calculate the cost of their bill, after Warren and her press sycophants couldn't properly calculate her microscopic claim to Indian heritage, does anyone believe Warren's $52 trillion, won't end up costing much, much more, even though, as is, she is already more than doubling the entire federal budget? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.